This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The Mighty Hand of God. Exodus chapter 15 verse 6. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. It was a great escape for the people of God through the Red Sea. In Exodus chapter 14, they were afraid and they were murmuring. When they came out of Egypt, they were bold and courageous. Pharaoh did not give up. He chased them to get them. And the Bible says, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. Notice, they were marching out boldly. The moment they saw the enemy, they began to panic. Verse 10, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. When danger is so close, it is natural to experience fear, is it not? We get angry and sometimes we question God and we doubt if the Lord's intention was good in bringing them out of Egypt. They began to murmur saying, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? We could have died in Egypt serving them rather than die in the desert." My friend, what would you do when you see the enemy behind you and the sea before you? Give up? Complain? Question? Angry? Or would you turn to the Lord? Moses comforted them saying, "Stand still, see the salvation. You will never see them forever." Oh, I liked it. Look at Moses' confidence. Even before things could happen, he's saying, "Don't be afraid. You will never see them forever. Do not fear." You know the rest of the story. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea into the dry ground, and the waters were divided. A new experience for the people of God. Till now they have seen the Red Sea, but they did not imagine walking through it. Once they all crossed over, the sea returned to its full depth. It is not because of the strong winds that divided the sea. It was not the power of Moses' hands that divided the sea. It was the mighty hand of God. Some people argue that the sea wasn't very deep and the water was only ankle deep. If it was true, then how did the entire Egyptian army drown in that ankle deep water? Isn't this truly then the mighty hand of God? My friend, the Lord need not use Moses' hands to divide the water. He could have just said, and the water would have stopped flowing. Remember when the disciples were caught in the storm, he calmed the storm. What they saw before them with no way to escape was true. But seeing the sea divide before them was an unbelievable miracle which only God can do. When they crossed to the other side, they broke out in singing praises to God. Read Exodus chapter 15. Let me highlight few things what they said. They spoke about him. "He has triumphed gloriously. Lord is my strength. He has become my salvation. He is my God, my father's God. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Your right hand has become glorious. Your right hand has dashed the enemy." My friend, I do not know whether you're standing in front of the Red Sea, not knowing how you're going to cross over, and the enemy is coming close to you. You're looking at all sides wanting to escape. May I invite you, don't look around and be discouraged. Just look up and cry to the Lord. The Lord is powerful. He is a mighty God. The one who divided the Red Sea and brought the people to the other side. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. In Isaiah 43, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, "I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. My friend, remember, God will make a way where there seems to be no other way. Only He can do it with His mighty hand. Be bold and trust Him. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.